Now, it is 12 minutes past seven, and Speedway fans have welcomed the decision to turn down part of plans for hundreds of homes on the Peterborough Showground. 850 new homes were approved by councillors on Tuesday, but a further 650 on the site of the Peterborough Panthers Speedway track were rejected. However, independent councillor Kirsty Knight is concerned there could be unintended impacts. Kirsty, good morning.
Good morning, Amir.
Thank you for joining us. What are you concerned about then, Kirsty?
Well, on the two applications, there was only report from One Highways, which impacted both of them. And there was a condition on the 850 houses and leisure that the highways didn't need to be started until you got the 900th house. And of course, with 850, it's not going to reach the 900. So there could be problems on the highway infrastructure through going onto Oundle Road.
Right. OK. So I can understand your concern. Do you welcome the decision overall, though?
Yes. I mean, it's good news. I mean, we all know something needs to be done on the showground. It just can't be vacant land. So the 850 houses, we need more housing and we definitely need more leisure in this city.
Now, supporters of the Panthers say it keeps their hopes alive. What's your view on this?
From what I can understand, with AEPG, I believe Speedway is still not going to be in the plans. I understand that the 650 houses that were rejected is where the stadium is. But yeah, I believe from what AEPG said, there's still no room for Speedway.
Okay, you seem quite adamant on that thought process. What makes you so sure?
Well, they don't own the club. They haven't got the finances to build a new stadium, build a new track. AEPG have asked them in the past, put a business plan together and we'll, you know, I can look through it and see what we can do. And Speedway fans have point blank refused. So, you know, no one is going to give them some land and help them without a business plan. Let's be honest here. And all they can say is that they've been going for 53 years. They don't need to provide a business plan, which doesn't make any sense.
So you think it's over for Speedway on this site, despite the decision yesterday? You think it's over?
Yes. Yep.
OK. Let's go back to the point you made at the beginning of the conversation about the highways and the roads. How big a deal could not meeting the highway conditions be?
Massive. Because most of the traffic in Orton's and the build-up is on Oundle Road. So the new estate coming on, you go over another roundabout, you straight onto Oundle Road, and then it can be a knock-on effect further up in Old Wharton in on the A, coming off the A1. I haven't spoken much on this with highways. I think they were just taking it on because obviously they planned to do the work after the 90th house was built. But I do have faith in highways that something can be sorted, but I don't understand what's going to happen on the condition.
OK, thank you so much, Kirsty, for joining us this morning. Councillor Kirsty Knight there.